It seemed just yesterday that, young and indestructible, silently awhirl with ideas, he'd spent a winter with the wizened hermit of the Salmon River, Sylvan Buckskin Bill Hart. The little man had lived in roadless wilderness at a place called 5 Mile Bar. He'd forged guns and knives, medieval-style armor, and a mini-castle. He had built bridges and 2 cabins and an irrigation system for his fields. Rafters gave him food and supplies in return for tours and stories. For them, the clever hermit was a novelty. Writers billed him as the last mountain man. But Clancy knew what Hart really was, an expatriate hiding out inside his country. The winter Clancy had stayed with the old man, Hart had helped him forge 2 knives. They became prized possessions. The men had had a lot in common. Both had earned college degrees they never capitalized on. Both valued their time far too much to trade much of it for money or even for companionship. But the young Clancy Reese had known he didn't want to become Buckskin Bill. He was no expatriate. He liked the American dream, especially its promise of tangible reward for intelligence and motivation. Yet somehow, after all these years, this boat, rough of construction but pretty of line, was the most tangible thing he owned, and it was a thing nobody but a guy like Clancy would want. The rest of it, the uncounted thoughtful conversations and solitary moments, the million perfect casts, monofilament line arcing over the water, the thousands of lovely trout boated, the 100 exquisitely timed runs through wild sheep rapids, the handful of crackerjack guides he'd trained who were now training other generations, those were not things a man could wrap his arms around. So in the end, hadn't he become that old mountain man after all? Proud but perilously close to extraneous, full of esoteric knowledge, the broader world found colorful more than useful.